Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us as we get ready for NFL Week 15. Whether you are a returning listener or this is your first time finding us, welcome to the podcast. If so, here's what you can expect over the next 600 seconds and a bit. We got follower fade with Joe Osborne. We're going to break down some of my best bets for week 15. We're going to look at Chargers Raiders Thursday Night Football. I got some best bets for that game. We also have our boosted SGP from Bet365. And then we're going to wrap it all up. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to take that rapid fire Q&A and our 2-minute drill. So before we do start the clock, we ask that if you like what we're doing here on the Sharp 600, please let us know. Rate and review the podcast on whatever player platform you're listening to us through, Apple, Spotify, whatever it may be. We appreciate that feedback, and it does allow us to reach more sports bettors like yourself. It's a fun week ahead. We've got football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's busy, so let's put 600 seconds on the clock. Time for our game of follow or fade with our guy, Joe Osborne, host of Covers. Before you bet, Joe, welcome back here. You know the game.
Hello.
We're
going
to pick one to follow. We're going to pick one to fade. I think they were all fades last week, quite honestly. I did not have a great week. So let's get back on track here. So I like your Dolphins, -8.5 against the Jets. We were talking about this off screen, but I like the Dolphins here. I got Cowboys and Bills under 50.5. I have Green Bay team total over 23.5. That's at even money. And then I have Chiefs and Patriots under 37.5. So which one will you follow in week 15?
I will follow the under on the Chiefs-Patriots game. Check out what these teams have done this season for the entirety of the season and lately. So they are a combined 18-8 to the under. Average combined score of just 34.2 in Patriots games this season. So a little bit of breathing room. But last week, of course, they went over against the Steelers. But the three games prior to that, they didn't even reach 18 combined points with their opponent. So there's serious potential for rock bottom scoring here in Patriots games. And check out the Chiefs offense. This is incredible. The Chiefs offense has been held to under 20 points in five of their last six games. They did have a defensive touchdown versus the Dolphins that contributed to the scoring, but the Chiefs offense held to under 20 in five of their last six. Both defenses are really good, each in the top seven in yards per play allowed. And the Patriots, one thing they do especially well, they defend the tight end position very strongly. So they might take Travis Kelce out of it. The forecast calling for rain, so maybe a sloppy game. So I like the under there.
Yeah, imagine if at the start of the year we said there was going to be a Chiefs total that would be sub 40, and it wouldn't be just be sub 40, it would be 37.5 points. You'd definitely buy the over right away. Yeah, I mean, all those things that you mentioned there, these two defenses as well, too, very, very good. And I think the Patriots offense being a little bit overrated because of what we saw on Thursday, I think part of that was because the Pittsburgh offense was just horrendous, and they just gave them so many touches and so many chances to put up yards. Kansas City's not going to do that. They're going to be pretty efficient with it. They've been running the ball pretty well too. So that's, you know, shorter gains with the clock stopped. I'm on. This is why I'm on the under. All those things that you said and some. All right, give me the dreaded fade here for week 15.
I like the over in Cowboys Bills. Serious potential for a high scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised to see each team get into the low 30s here. So first and fifth in scoring. Dallas's defense on the road, they've had it kind of easy, but when they played a couple of good offenses, they looked awful. They allowed 28 to Philly. Of course, the 49ers scored 42 against them just a couple of weeks ago in Dallas. Seattle got to 35 points against them. Meanwhile, the Bills at home, some great offensive performances this season. 38 versus Las Vegas, 48 versus the Dolphins. They had 32 versus a good Jets defense, all games to get up for much different reasons. This is also a game for them to get up for, obviously. Then you look at third down and the red zone. Both have been great on third down recently. Dallas's defense, surprisingly, not very good on third down here lately. Both great in the red zone offensively, but below average in the red zone defensively. So I think it all adds up for potentially a shootout in Buffalo.
All right. This is why I'm betting the under. So you like your trends to do your weekly trends article, which is up on Covers right now. The Dallas Cowboys are 5-18 over under on the road from week 13 to week 17, 18, those closing. So basically in December, January, that final month of the regular season, since 2015, when they go on the road, they have gone 5-18 over under. This is a significantly different offense when they hit the road, especially when playing outdoors. You see Dak Prescott's, his numbers tick down. If you look at what they've put up in terms of points per road game, it's just under 24 points. But if you look at the two road games that they've actually scored in, they were at Carolina, who everyone's scoring against, and they had a pick six in that game. And then you got to go all the way back to week one, 40-0 win in East Rutherford against the Giants. There was a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown in that. For me, this one feels like a playoff game for the Bills. They got to win. They got to keep it close. I don't think they can afford to get into a shootout with Dallas in this one. And so I like the under. 50-point totals this year, they have to be earned. It's kind of rare air. Right now, I think they're 2-9 over under any 50-point totals this year. It's been a weird year. So I'm going to go under. There might be a lot of points scored, just not 50 and a half. Team 600 teaser. Again, we had a bad week 14. We just missed out on that one. I'm gonna dovetail on the Miami thing. I'm gonna take them down from 8.5 down to 2.5 against the Jets. Which spread of total are you walking down 6 points here?
Take the Rams down to 0.5 against the Commanders. Big game coming for Matthew Stafford. Get him into those DFS lineups.
Ooh, all right. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for their biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. So check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, clock's back in and the hits keep coming. Thursday Night Football. Chargers and Raiders made a little worse by Justin Herbert's season ending hand injury, but you know, it definitely opens up some different paths for us to bet the midweek game. These are my best bets. Odds at Bet365. They are subject to change before kickoff. We're going with Hunter Renfrow over 26.5 receiving yards, minus 110. After being quiet for most of the 2023 season, Renfrow starting to see more involvement in this offense. In his last three games, he's been targeted 14 times. In his first 8 games of the season, he was targeted just a total of 20 times. So in that three-game span, he's caught 12 of those 14 passes his way. He's had days of 42, 38, 46 yards. And that's come against some tougher defenses in the Jets, in the Chiefs, and the Dolphins. The Chargers' pass defense has improved, but they have allowed the most yards after the catch in the league. And Renfrow is a master of the yak. Averages 6.1 yards after the catch per reception. So I like him to go over 26.5 yards receiving. Go with Austin Eckler over 26.5 yards receiving as well, minus 110. Given the QB situation, you have also have injuries to Allen and Everett in the Raiders' defense protecting against the deep ball and allowing shorter passes. Eckler's role as a receiver definitely steps up here on Thursday night. He was targeted 5 times by Stick in the second half of last week's game. He had 7 total targets in that game. He caught 5 of those balls for 49 yards. And I also think that Eckler is a live option to score a touchdown here, considering that, as I mentioned, we have Keenan Allen and Gerald Everett both questionable for this game on the short week. Those guys, big-time red zone targets. With Eckler stepping up at the receiving game, better chance for him to receive and catch a touchdown. But he is the guy inside the red zone for them in terms of red zone touches and carries. He's at plus 162 to score a touchdown anytime, something he's done quite a bit. So if you like those bets and you want to tie them all together for a same game parlay, we're going to take Eckler anytime touchdown. We're also going to take Austin Eckler 25 plus receiving yards on the milestone market. And we're going to take Hunter Renfrow 25 plus receiving yards on his milestone market. We put them all together. It comes out to plus 500. Bet365 is going to do you one better. They're going to boost that up to plus 550. 2 minute drill time with our guy, Aaron Waterworth, Bet365's trading manager. All right, team 600 teaser. We lost on I think it was Green Bay that did us in. I think Joe had Green Bay last week, but let's get back on track. So we have, I've got the Dolphins down to 2.5. We have the Rams down to 0.5. Finish us off here.
I'm going to go with KC minus 3.5. As always, thanks for having me, Jason. Hope you all are well.
I'm doing all right. I'm better now that last week is over with. Let's just put that in the rearview mirror.
Fair enough. All right.
So out of these three teams, which one makes the playoffs and which one is going to be watching? We have the Colts, the Packers, and the Broncos, all of which have around the same probability of making the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tough call. You're looking at a difference of even money to plus 140 between the three of them. So I think I'm going to stick with early in the season, you asked about a couple of outsiders that might get a chance. Mm-hmm. I went with the Colts in the AFC, so I'm going to stay with them.
All right, for a first-round loss, great.
The question is make the playoffs, right?
Correct. MVP market looks like it's a two-horse race here. We have Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott. Talk about the action, talk about liability, talk about the current betting patterns for the MVP race right now.
I mean, we're seeing more now. Obviously, when you get two favorites at the top of the market, you're always going to see action between them. But there's been a bit of a rotating cycle for the favorites. So it's been a pretty robust market all year. Purdy is going to be our worst result. I imagine that's the same for most places. We're cheering on more of a Dak or possibly Lamar. But right now, we're starting to see more Hill, McCaffrey, Allen, you know, people kind of hedging maybe plays they had earlier on bigger prices on Purdy and Prescott.
All right, cool. I'm a Cowboys fan, so you know who I'm rooting for. We have three Saturday games this week. In the same vein as saying, say, the three Thanksgiving Day games, will you see an uptick in parlays and teasers and accumulators because of those isolated games on Saturday?
I think you definitely will on Saturday. You'll see a lot more same game parlays, a lot more parlays between the three. You know, the overall parlay teaser action for Sunday might be a little less because people aren't used to having that. It's so rare to have the Saturday games, but with it being three more standalone games on a weekend, the games themselves will be huge, both pregame and in-game.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure we're blowing right through 2 minutes here, but that's okay. Thursday night football, it sets up for another doozy. We got Chargers and Raiders. How's the early action? What do the current odds look like?
The early action is hoping for a good game, I think, really. These two teams... This is another big line flip where you've had Vegas start as a dog. Now they're 3.5. The action is pretty split. Vegas starting to see more. Total action more sees the under, but that's come way down, obviously, after the injuries they've got in that game. So, but yeah, Vegas seeing a little more right now.
All right, on. And how about the rest of Week 15? How's that trickling out in terms of line move, sharp play?
Detroit -4 now for -2. They're getting heavy play. Dallas is kind of the road dog of the week. They've gone from +4 to +2. Atlanta's another one, gone from -1, now a -3. So those are three main teams. Also, Dallas, Buffalo sees a lot of overplay. It's gone from 49 to 50.5 now.
All right, we talked about, I like the under. Joe likes the over on that one. Best bet for week 15. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Tennessee -2.5 at home.
Ooh, all right. A game that not a lot of people are probably going to be watching, but a sneaky one.
That's fair enough, as long as it comes in.
That's right. All right, that concludes the Week 15 edition of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, that if you like the podcast, rate and review. We appreciate that feedback. Until Week 16, good luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for their biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. So check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.